The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora and welcome to Silver Jet on 96.4 Radio Southland. On the phone this afternoon, I've got Emma, who is the General Manager for Direct New Zealand from Otatahi, Christchurch. First, tell me a bit about yourself.
Thank you. Hi, thanks for having me today, Jack. As you mentioned, I am the General Manager of the Tourette's Association of New Zealand. And so I help and support our community and those that want to know more and learn more. I come from a family of Tourette's, which is why I'm so passionate about it. Mm-hmm. So my brother and my nephews have Tourette's, mm-hmm. And I grew up with a great understanding of it.
How would you explain Tourette in simple terms?
In simple terms, it's a very difficult thing because it's a not a simple condition, but basically it's a neurological condition, mm-hmm. and it just causes people to have tics,
yeah.
and that is involuntary movements and sounds. So blinking, head movements, noises, words, or sometimes even big words and big movements and punching and things like that. It's really important to understand that they're not done on purpose. And it is a spectrum, Tourette's. So for some people it's mild and they can live with it, just with a bit of frustration. And for others it can be much more noticeable and mm-hmm. really affect their quality of life.
Mm-hmm. How does your organisation support those with Tourette's and what is your role?
Good question. So we are the only national support organisation for people with Tourette's mm-hmm. and people living with Tourette's. So it's not, like I said before, it's not just the person, it's the family, it's the schools, it's the medical professionals that we help with. So we connect people into local networks. We go into schools and workplaces and do an education and awareness programs. And I lead that nationally. So I spend a lot of time talking to and working with families, people that are getting a diagnosis or newly diagnosed, and basically just help create an environment where more and more people understand mm-hmm. Tourette's and want to know more. Yeah.
How does Tourette's actually affect people day to day beyond what we might see?
Good question. It is a lot more than what you might see, so that's a really cool question to be able to answer.
Mm-hmm.
What people see is actually just a small part of it.
Yeah.
There's often so much going on underneath. There's a constant urge for people before the tic, so a real level of discomfort. People can suppress tics for a short period of time, but that mm-hmm. takes a lot of effort and then that brings about a lot of exhaustion. There's also just a lot of exhaustion having tics all day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that come along with it too, like anxiety, ADHD and OCD. So 80% mm-hmm. of people with Tourette's have a coexisting condition. So like you just asked, it's actually not just the visible symptoms. It's really the mental load and the impact on people's school and work and confidence and social situations. There's a lot going on more than just what people might see.
What are some common misconceptions about Tourette's?
The biggest misconception is that everyone swears.
Yeah.
That's what we're known for.
Yeah.
That's what the media, unfortunately, keep putting it out there with. So that's actually only a really small percentage of people with Tourette's or tics. Around 10% have coprolalia, which is the swearing one. Mm. But it's what's shown in the media. Another misconception is that people can stop it if they try hard enough.
Yeah.
They can't.
Yeah.
They can suppress it for a short period of time, but it's, as I mentioned before, it's so tiring and really not sustainable.
No.
And by focusing on suppressing a tic, they can't focus on anything else.
Yeah.
So it really isn't long term. Another really interesting thing is that some people actually grow out of Tourette's.
Yeah.
So a third of all people grow out of it, a third of people have it into adulthood, but in a reduced amount, and then the final third, it continues into adulthood in the same sort of capacity.
Yeah. Can you share a bit about working closely with people who have Tourette's?
Yeah. My favourite things is seeing the difference that understanding and people's knowledge about Tourette's really makes, just on their own journey. If they could understand a bit more about what their condition is, or if a teacher understands a bit more about it, it really does make a difference. When someone is accepted and supported, their confidence can really change. So I really, really admire that. And we've got a really resilient community. You know, they have to navigate daily challenges that others, like we said, don't see. And they do it with a huge amount of strength and humour, and they learn to advocate for themselves.
Yeah.
So it's really lovely to watch our community support each other.
Yeah. What do you enjoy the most about this role?
Oh, Jack, I love my role. I'm very passionate about it. But it's the people. It's the people that we deal with, because most people that want to engage with the Tourette's Association of New Zealand want to do better and know better and know more about Tourette's, whether it be in their own body, in their own family, or in the education system. And, you know, we start with people who are quite isolated at the beginning and not knowing what to do with Tourette's or how to go about it. So we start with them feeling isolated, and then there's a moment where they realise they're not alone, and that's a really special moment for me.
Yeah.
And helping shift the conversation, you know, like being a big part of the world changing their – I'm not a big part, but the association is a big part – of the world changing from misunderstanding to knowledge.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great moment for the Tourette's movement around the world.
Yeah,
it's a pretty exciting time for us to be be able to speak about it.
How does public react or misunderstand impact people with Tourette's?
Gosh, really another great question. And a question that allows us to sort of explain how people who feel anxious about their tics and Tourette's, it makes the tics and Tourette's worse. So it can have a really big impact, people's reactions, things like staring or laughing or making comments. It can make people with Tourette's feel, you know, embarrassed or unsafe.
Yeah.
And that can lead to people trying to hide their tics or avoid some situations altogether, because it will make their tics stand out and worse if they're feeling anxious. And over time, that's going to affect people's confidence, mental health, and just everyday life. So, but then on the flip side of that, when people respond with understanding and just carry on normally, we ask people just to ignore the tics. Not the person, don't ignore us, but ignore our tics. It can make a really big positive impact and a huge difference in someone's life.
What can the general public do to be more supportive and inclusive?
I think following up on what I just said is just not draw attention to the tics. Please ignore the tics. Please ignore it. Don't stare, laugh, or comment. Just treat the person like anyone else that happens to have a motor or vocal tic.
Yeah.
If you're in a workplace or school, be open to learning and making small adjustments around the person that has Tourette's or tics. And if not sure, it is actually okay to ask respectfully.
Yeah.
Most people would rather be asked and given the chance to have a conversation about it than misunderstood.
What advice would you give to someone who has just been diagnosed or to their family?
The biggest thing is that they're not alone, and there's other people that are on this journey as well, although it can feel so isolating. There's a whole community out there, and we are here to support them, both as the association and as the community. So learn about Tourette's, connect with others, and focus on the strengths that Tourette's community can bring, as well as the challenges. And really big one is try not to rush to fix it. There is no real fix for Tourette's. There's no medication or cure, but understanding and support are much more powerful than trying to suppress it or push for change. There's ways that we can adapt lives to make it more less stressful for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm. If listeners take away one message from today, what would you want it to be?
Oh, that would be awesome. If they can think or know that Tourette's is not a choice, and with understanding acceptance, people with Tourette's can thrive in the same environment as everyone else. So that's not a choice. It's not a reflection on their behaviour or intelligence or personality. It is just simply them living their life with a tick. A real shift, a small shift in how we respond can make a really big, significant difference to some individual's life. And that's what I'd love them to know.
What do you enjoy doing when you're not working?
I have two teenage boys, and so I love hanging out with them. Mm-hmm. And I've just rehomed and adopted a dog, so awesome. A lot of walking for that dog. And I'm back learning golf. I'm not very good at it, but I'm learning golf.
Oh, that's all right, eh? How long has the Tourette's Association of New Zealand been open for? When did it open in New Zealand?
It started in 2013. It was set up by a mother who had a daughter with Tourette's, and she set up the Tourette's Association and has grown it to what it is now, as the only nationally recognised association supporting people with Tourette's. So 13 years now.
How can people get in touch with you?
Yep, I am available for anyone that wants to talk about Tourette's or needs support or have a presentation about Tourette's, and they can reach me at gm@tourettes.org.nz or visit our website, tourettes.org.nz, and there are forms that you can fill out on there. And I am willing to talk to anyone and everyone about it.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
I would just encourage everybody to watch the movie I Swear that is out in cinemas at the moment. It's a real life story from a man in Scotland who has spent his life living with severe Tourette's and advocating for it. And it is a very truthful and raw and beautiful film. So I'd really encourage everyone to watch that and gain even more insight into what Tourette's is like. But I do warn, take some tissues. No. It's a tearjerker.
Yeah, I'm thinking to me and my friend Emma are thinking soon about dying to the movie, so maybe we should go to that movie.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Because I don't know what one to do, but I told up with my friend Tori yesterday, and he said to me, "Oh, but just let me know, I've got a voucher to go to the movie. When do you want to go to the movies?" I was like, I'm not sure to be honest, but maybe I should.
Now you've got a reason.
This show is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the programs tab. Links to stream podcasts and also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Southland. You can subscribe on the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. You can also look for the podcast on Spotify. Search us out and make sure you follow us or the Doodle Play or Apple App Store. And then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Thank you, Emma, for giving me the opportunity to interview you over the phone this afternoon. Keep up the awesome mahi you do as the General Manager at Tourette's and in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Thank you.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.